From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. The number of people serving 10 or more years in Florida prisons has tripled since the mid-1990s. Now, almost 100,000 people are incarcerated in the state, one of the largest prison populations in the country. New research from the Urban Institute, an economic and social policy think tank, shows long prison sentences are part of the reason for that ballooning population. Ryan King is a senior fellow with the Urban Institute. He says conversations about criminal justice reform have focused on sentencing for low-level drug and nonviolent crimes. But there hasn't been much attention on longer sentences for more serious crimes.
There are two factors that drive the prison population: how many people go in and how long they stay. The average length of stay across the country is around 2 to 2.5 years, but there are tens of thousands of people across the country who are serving sentences 10, 15, 20 years. We're not going to be able to bend back the scale of mass incarceration growth without addressing length of stay, and in particular without addressing really long sentences in prison.
One of the case studies that you did was looking at the 1020 Life program in Florida. Explain what that is and sort of how that's had lasting impacts in the prison population here in Florida.
In the case of 1020 Life, this is a policy that was passed in the 90s in Florida, and over the course of 20 years, with each passing year, those are individuals who went in and they don't come out. They don't come out for long periods of time, whether it's a decade or more, or in some cases a life sentence. Those people stack up in the prison population, and with each passing year, you're talking about they're pushing 10% of the prison population in Florida, which is an enormous amount of individuals.
And so when you're talking about really long lengths in prison, I mean, obviously that has impacts on the capacity of these prisons. But what are some other impacts when you have so many people staying in prison for really long sentences?
The research that we did, we had an opportunity to go out and have some conversations with people who spent, huge parts, in many cases more than half of their lives locked up behind bars. And how much society changes, how much their relationships with their family and friends, many of whom move on while they're incarcerated. They return to a world with which they're not terribly familiar. So whether it's individuals who went to prison before there were even answering machines with tapes are now coming back to voicemail and iPhones, and it's a completely different world. It's very overwhelming. We've seen a lot of attention paid to reentry and the transition from prison back to the community, but it's a demonstrably different experience for somebody who's been out for decades.
What solutions do y'all have to this? I mean, if you have people who've been sentenced for 20 years, and like in Florida, you're required to serve at least 85% of your sentence, I mean, what's to be done about these massive prison populations?
In a state like Florida, where there's not parole, one of the things that we have heard a lot when you talk to people who've been incarcerated, whether it's been in Florida or in other systems with 85% laws, is that they take away any real incentive or hope for people. So for individuals who are incarcerated, who take advantage of programming, who change their lives in profound ways, there's no opportunity to earn time off their sentence where there might be, for example, in a system where there's parole. So I think one of the things we recommend strongly in a place like Florida is to really begin to build in those incentives and hope.
Are there any other things that set Florida apart from other states in how it deals with this problem?
Of the people in Florida prisons who've served 10 or more years, 22% are Black men who are incarcerated before the age of 25. There's a conversation that is developing around how the justice system treats young adults, and obviously a significant portion of people are people of color as well, which are I think, two profoundly important points that should be highlighted coming out of this research.
That's Ryan King, fellow with the Urban Institute, which just published research on the length of prison sentences and how that impacts prison populations in states like Florida. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.